Welcome to another episode of the Religion Law Podcast, where you learn about religious freedom and other religion law related topics through a short question and answer format. I'm your host, Michael Fielding. Let's see how you do on today's quiz. Welcome to Religion Law Quiz number 78, numero 78. Okay, as you'll recall, the last couple of quizzes have been dealing with the Supreme Court decision of Espinoza v. Montana Department of Revenue. And as you will recall, that case involved a ruling by the Montana Department of Revenue that said that students that attended private religious affiliated schools were ineligible to participate in a state scholarship program that would provide scholarships to these students. And the thinking or rationale of the Montana Department of Revenue is, hey, that's improper for the state to essentially be taking state dollars, which would be doled out in these scholarships, and giving them to students who were attending private religious schools. And in particular, this was brought by a private Christian school. So obviously the Montana Department of Revenue disagreed with that. And if you'll recall, a few years earlier, the Supreme Court had issued its Trinity Lutheran decision, and Montana needed to, in order to try to win, it had to differentiate the Espinoza situation from the Trinity Lutheran case. And so the Montana Department of Revenue argued, quote, Trinity Lutheran does not govern here because the no aid provision applies not because of the religious character of the recipients, but because of how the funds would be used for religious education, close quote. And I'll have the citation in the show notes. Now, the Supreme Court in its ruling rejected that argument. So you have the Department of Revenue saying, hey, we're different than Trinity Lutheran because we're not basing this on the religious nature of the recipients, but rather because of the fact that these funds are going to be used for religious purposes. And they thought, the Montana Department of Revenue thought, that that would be a sufficient grounds to differentiate the situation. And the Supreme Court said no. Why? What do you think? Well, the answer is because the Espinoza case turned expressly on religious status and not religious use. And the Supreme Court went on to note that, quote, status-based discrimination remains status-based, even if one of its goals or effects is preventing religious organizations from putting aid to religious uses. Now, I have a little bit more of an extended quote from the decision. It's actually just three paragraphs here, and I want to read these paragraphs to you. I'll have this specific citation in the show notes. And the reason I want to read this is because it gives you a better feel for the arguments that were being made and why the Supreme Court rejected them. So here's the quote. This case also turns expressly on religious status and not religious use. The Montana Supreme Court applied the no-aid provision solely by reference to religious status. The court repeatedly explained that the no-aid provision bars aid to schools controlled in whole or in part by churches, sectarian schools, and religiously affiliated schools. Applying this provision to the scholarship program, the Montana Supreme Court noted that most of the private schools that would benefit from the program were religiously affiliated and controlled by churches, and the court ultimately concluded that the scholarship program ran afoul of the Montana Constitution by aiding schools controlled by churches. The Montana Constitution discriminates based on religious status, just like the Missouri policy in Trinity Lutheran, which excluded organizations owned or controlled by a church, sect, or other religious entity. The department points to some language in the decision below indicating that the no aid provision has the goal or effect of ensuring that government aid does not end up for being used for sectarian education or religious education. The department also contrasts what it characterizes as the completely non-religious benefit of playground resurfacing in Trinity Lutheran with the unrestricted tuition aid at issue here. General school aid, the department stresses, could be used for religious ends by some recipients, particularly schools that believe faith should permeate everything they do. Regardless, those considerations were not the Montana Supreme Court's basis for applying the no aid provision to exclude religious schools. That hinged solely on religious status. Status-based discrimination remains status-based, even if one of its goals or effects is preventing religious organizations from putting aid to religious uses. Close quote. All right, that gives you a little bit better feel for the arguments that were going back and forth here. And the Supreme Court nails it on the head in that last paragraph where it says, hey, it doesn't matter how you want to characterize it. At the end of the day, the reasoning by the Montana Supreme Court was that it denied the schools from being eligible based on the status of the recipient. So it was just status-based discrimination is really what it amounted to at the end of the day, status-based discrimination based on the religious status. And the Supreme Court is saying that is wrong. And it's interesting when you think about this, because let's stand back and look at big picture perspective. Big picture perspective here is that in Trinity Lutheran, you had these tires that are being refurbished and put at the playground to help kids when they fall so they don't get hurt. And that, you know, I think most people would say that's generally applicable, and the fact that it's a religious school, you know, kids playing on a playground, most people would say that probably is not inherently a religious activity in and of itself. Here in the Espinoza decision, what you have is these private schools where they are, in this particular case, a Christian-based school where they would teach normal high school courses, but then you will have Christian doctrine, which would be part and parcel of the teaching that goes on. And the Department of Revenue was concerned that this aid from the state is specifically going to build up or help these religious affiliated schools. And that's how they're trying to differentiate it. And the Supreme Court says, no, at the end of the day, it's not the use that is going to be applicable. It's the fact on how you are making that determination, which is just based on status. So in other words, in both cases, in Trinity Lutheran and in Espinoza, the government was saying, are you a religion? Oh, bad news for you. You're not entitled to it. And that's where we can see the big picture perspective. When it's status-based discrimination based on religion, that is going to create problems when it is a generally applicable government program. Now, one last point. If you will remember at the, I think it may have been the very first episode of the Religion Law Quiz podcast, or it was one of the very, maybe the first 10, I pointed out that one of the benefits of listening or reading these different cases is even though you might be in a situation where it's not directly applicable to you, there are common themes or elements that tend to permeate these Supreme Court decisions. And what we are seeing right here is an example of that specific permeation, which is this idea that if you are discriminating in a generally applicable context and you're discriminating solely based on religion, then that is impermissible under the Constitution. All right, that does it for today's quiz. I look forward to having you on the next Religion Law Quiz.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, Religion Law Quizzes are for educational purposes only and are not intended to be relied upon as legal advice. If you have found this episode to be helpful, please share it and leave a review. Until we meet again, keep being an influence for good.